Blog Talk Radio.
Look at
I promise to write one last sensual love poem, one to be replayed again and again like your favorite love song. Lately, I've been looking outside of myself and seeing so much need for change. Lately, I've been putting so much energy into the needs of others that I stopped hearing my own name, called by your sweet, soft voice, pleading with me to just slow down and feel your hands. So I'm taking a moment to put down the laptop, the business plans, you know, the cell phone ringing in the background, and stand right here for you as your man. You waited too long for me to get here, listening to the radio every night, playing songs, reminding you of the quiet storms that never really took place between us face to face, because I was too busy, and my ambitions left me displaced, standing too far apart from what needed to be done, and what I needed to do with you. So tonight, let's dim the lights, and do what grown people do. When we feel love, desire love, call for love, and express love, let my words be both commitment and action that circle the moon. As much as I need to do what I must do, lady, I also need you. Close your eyes and see me anyway, as your fingers stroke a trace of my body's outline. Feel me in your presence, your arms, in your heart, and in your mind. Let's enjoy this moment to be relived in our memories for a lifetime, because this will be the last time that I ever share another sensual poem openly again. Let the hands on the clock rotate slowly as your tears scroll down your cheeks in joy, because I finally listened to your heart long enough to hear that your love not only holds me, but consoles me. Stretching my hands towards your beautiful face, graced with such sweet evidence of your faith. Kissing you with the softest and sweetest bittersweet kisses that have ever shared lips as worthy as yours. Dancing together from the living room until our feet float upstairs to the bedroom. The moon itself has never seen as much light as I see when I peer deeply into your eyes. Let our moans and outcries be soft. So soft that we don't awaken too soon the next day's sunrise. Inside, I've held this too long. The last love poem is our song. Let it play on and on as we continuously touch each other passionately beyond the warmth that gives pleasure to our skin. Pausing as you bite my lips, you know that my cause is greater than being known as a lover alone. You also know that I will always be your man and your best friend. Tears shared are mutual, but the moment is so essential. Is it too much to make love and embrace the moment and understand that there's only so far that we can go? As I walk, I'm not walking away. I'm walking because I was made to walk this way. Be still. Even though time fades slowly, be still as I choose not to lose myself, but to share the essence of my identity with you. I feel your needs. I've always felt them so vividly that you never needed to speak. But still, your commitment pushed you to feel every word you spoke. As I make love to you, let's conversely express our passionate strokes. I'm opening up to let you know just how much I can give, but everything that I won't allow to slip from my grips. Kiss my lips again and hush my thoughts from these bittersweet dark chocolate commitments, and release all that you've hoped for us into long thrusts, slowly delivered into your memory's resilience. If you desire to hold me deeper than my skin, deeper than the muscles that flinch each time I reach deeply within. As you allow me to touch what no other man has been able to reach, I need you to keep me. Right here, right now, I'm too strong. I want to climb out before I get caught up in falling in love. But right here, in this place, I need you to keep me. I would rather glide on the cloud of how you make me feel inside as you look into my eyes with disbelief and awe of how much I adore you as you climb upon the essence of all that I am tonight. Just for a few moments, let's taste each other's sweetness and let time be a remembrance that not all goodbyes taste sour. It's not an inflation of ego or vanity as you break the night into morning with me and we make motion so boldly that we break daydreams into reality. As I show you the plentiful streams of my gratitude, remember how important you are to my own love songs. I once wrote about you in themes of erotic tones, like the lines I'm about to share with you now, but lines that my walk will no longer condone. On top of your hands, my fingers playfully dance with yours. Soft sounds of gentle kisses transform into ravishing soft slurps. Watching you arouse my accents as you stir my heart with your solo play. As you moan my name with adoration, asking me to take slow sips with soft lips from your peaks of fullness. So sweet that our bodies magnetize and wind like vines around our hips. The quickening. Just like that. I like it just like that. Rhythm never sounded so good as the pitter-pat, pat, pat. Candlelights flickering like contiguous flashes of lightning as our bodies provide background drums and clapping for our vocals singing and heightening to the points where tenor and soprano release love calls just as a rushing wave of innumerable, uncontrollable waves fall. And then build up again to rise. The arch of your back so strong that I myself am lifted to the same high. Resting on the surface of your adoration, awakening the stillness of the night. Minutes pass by as we lie beside each other, panting so hard we can't speak. Waves of aftershock rippling over the surface of our skin, leaving us both stuttering. With so much depth that our bodies needn't touch any longer. Feel each other's shuddering. I can't write like that anymore. If I do, my conscience will haunt me until I change my mind's thoughts again because I can't survive both unloved and lustful feeding. Yet still, my body will never let me erase the memory that without your rhythm, your hips dance, your moan songs, I will never be strong enough to allow you to be. My last night of sensual poetry.
That was just amazing. Welcome all to Poetry After Dark. I am your host, Poetic D. I hope everyone is having a wonderful and eventful 4th of July. I know I am. So. I plan on having a very good time with you guys, hearing some poetry. I want you poets out there to bring out the erotica, the venom, the drama, the love, and step up to the mic because Ms. Poetic D wants to hear from you. The calling number is 347-826-9842. 734, you on the air?
What up, though? What up, though? What's good?
Hey, what's up?
That's good. You was like, I don't know this number, but yeah, what's up?
You surprised me with that number.
Yeah, I be coming out with it. You know, I got all types of numbers, you know what I'm saying? I just come, you know, shit, I come with all types of numbers.
That's what's up. I got something for you tonight. I'm glad that you called in and you're on the line.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to listen. You know, I'm just, you know, listening. I don't want to recite nothing. Actually, I retired from that, too. So,
Here we go. We'll talk about that sometime. You're going to have to stop going through these emotions, okay?
I don't put down everything, and my next step is retiring from music, and I'm just going to be normal.
Oh, my goodness. What is normal? Suppose I'm not normal?
No, I'm saying I'm going to be normal. You know, I'm weird. You know, I done stopped. I'm weird. I'm not saying porn's not normal. I'm saying I'm weird as hell. So I do a lot of weird things. Like, for instance, right now I'm sitting up and watching Twilight Zone Marathon for 2 days and 2 nights. that's what I've done with my 4th of July weekend. That's weird, you know, but Rod Zierling is a shit. So that's what I'm doing, but I'm here. I'm retired. I won't do anything anymore. I'll do none of that no more. I'm done.
Whatever. I'm about to give you some of your own medicine. Hurst your
mouth. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yes. DDD. I took the beat, so what? You know, it spoke to me. It spoke to me, y'all. I see you crying, and in your hot love, girl, I see you dying. Fighting for your kids, they fight for you. Close your eyes, get on your knees, you don't know what to do. And I see you leaving, I see you cheating. And if you don't leave soon, I see him beating on you. Until you're black and blue, or until you're lifeless. And your life is priceless. Here's to walk away, cause you're a housewife while he gets paid. Can't pack up and go away. So you take the insults until they take a toll on you. And the person in the mirror doesn't recognize you. God does, and he's showing you lots of love. And he knows through the rain, baby, you're gonna see the sun. So keep on praying and doing what you gotta do. Listen to your children, and God will see you through. And just close your eyes. You're feeling this pop your head. I could and you always took it. I tried to give you my all and I wasn't stupid. Because my all wasn't good enough for you, I looked to you instead of God. That's why I walked around confused. You were a false reality that never set up with me. A hostage of lust that would be the death of me. My understudy and I knew you weren't meant to teach. Extended my arm but always too scared to reach. Stood on the soapbox was never ever fit to preach. Just like a knife how we would never ever ever sink. But then God brought me back to reality. Show me what I need to do to bring out the best in me. So I stepped away from my fantasy world. And I stepped away from my fantasy world. And now I'm back to reality. And now I see I'm on the merry, merry tip. It's the God in me. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Bet y'all didn't know I was poetic, did y'all? I ain't spit a poem in a minute. I close my eyes to dream the dreams and stories that have yet been told, hoping to bring them to life on a scholastic tip like highlights, so my life will be embedded in ink and people will read about my story to sin, gluttony, envy, to salvation, extending my salutations to those who saw the light before me, because I too am not truly saved but no longer ignorant and naive to the things that surround me, but I have been washed and fabricated like Downey and ready to put back on my clothes and step out into the world again, knowing that temptation is all around me, but I have the armor of glory surrounding me, always guarding me, always holding me down like a mother would do for her child, not allowing them to go out, and when they are in fear, she would simply say, get on your knees, give it to the Lord and pray, and close them. Bob, he had this, if you're feeling this. DVD, I took this, yes I did. So what? If you believe, close your eyes and let him take you there. And dream, you feel me? DVD and I'm out. One.
All right, and we're back. I'm your host, Ms. Poetic B. Welcome all to Poetry After Dark. Close your eyes and just believe. Girl, you better stop talking that mess. I'm about to bring you back on a little bit later, let you think about that one right there. Poetic? That's something that will never die. 612, you're on the air with Ms. Poetic B.
Ooh, happy 4th of July, Ms. Poetic B.
Happy 4th, baby.
How you doing over there?
I am lovely. I had an awesome weekend and it ain't over yet. I'm just a happy camp over here.
Well, you know what? If you a happy camper, that means we all a happy camper.
I'm white, man.
Right. All right, for all of y'all that don't know, this is The Dark Knight, and I'm just coming to chill with the diva of poetry, Miss Poetic D.
All right now.
Now, I was going to debut a piece on your show tonight, but...
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I still might hold on. Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, now.
My phone was tripping. But I got it up. Now, I can either debut my piece tonight, or I can just say, Miss Poetic D, since this is your day, do you have a poem that you would prefer me to read?
Yes, definitely. I want some. You probably don't even have it, but I'm going to pull your card. You got some erotica?
I do, but it's a real short piece. So I mean, if I'm gonna read that, it's maybe a 6-line poem.
Mm-hmm.
I can read that, but you know, I'm gonna have to do something else after that because that's like too short.
Okay.
So if you don't mind me like doing a double dip tonight,
not a problem.
I can do my erotic poem. You have a problem with that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
All right, well, I'm not going to tell you the name of this poem until after I finish reading it. Then maybe you can figure it out. Give me 1 second. I got to take one click right here. And all right, here we go. I enjoy spreading your thighs and hearing your soulful sighs. Tasting your juices as they begin to flow. Pressing my lips against your lips as your head tosses to and fro. Understanding that this is just the foreplay. Sucking your pearl as your hips begin to sway. Sticking my tongue inside your vaginal walls. You spread your legs so I can taste it all. And that's that piece.
Damn. Okay. Thank you.
Can you figure out the name of that poem, or do I have to tell you the name of it?
No. Can I have my own title?
All right, what's your own title?
Let's get it on.
Okay. We can work that, but it does have a title, but I'm going to put that in the underscore, you know, parentheses. The actual, because you know, remember I told you I was on my acrostic trip, my acrostic poetry trip? That's... an acrostic poetry, and it's a poem, and it's called I Eat Pussy.
Have mercy.
Yeah, well, you asked for erotic, and that's
what I sure did, so let it go. It's open mic, let it go.
Right. All right, well, I done did that, so now I got to do my debut piece. And I want to say this before I read this piece. This piece is going to be a Miss Poetic D exclusive, meaning that I will never read it on anybody else's show, or it won't be posted on anybody else's site, not even mine. So if y'all like this poem and y'all want to hear me read it again, y'all going to have to request it either on Saturday in Poetry After Dark or on Throwback Tuesday. Ooh, damn, I almost got the name of your show. All right. Here we go. The name of this poem is called Lost Innocence. So you think you're hard. So you think you're hard because you're running in a gang. Son, that ain't being hard. That just means you're weak in the brain. What has being in a gang actually brought you? Got you ducking and dodging from the boys in blue. Please, my brother, tell me what's it all about. Do you really believe that being in a gang will bring you some type of clout? No, son, I've never been in a gang. Please tell me why you think that sounds so strange. A gang is only strong as its weakened member. And when you're gone, will anybody ever remember that you were somebody's son whose life got erased too early by a gun? will they remember that you are somebody's kid while you're serving your 10-year bid? Why does society have to pay the cost for the innocence that you have lost? Young man, please don't believe the doubt. Please don't believe the lies, and leave us here to console your mother as she cries. We still remember when you were just boys and how you were so happy playing with your toys. We remember watching you at your high school game, and we too shared in your visions of fame, hoping that you would get your chance to make a name for yourself once you made it to the big dance. But all of that was for naught. All that ended the day that you were shot. Why do we have to pay for the innocence that we've lost? Parents, I implore you to raise your kids. Teach them the same values that our forefathers did, because we as a people can no longer pay the cost for the innocence that our children have lost. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth right there. Definitely feeling that right there.
Right.
Please tell everyone where they can find your work at.
Okay. The majority of my work can be found on my website, Poetic Uprising. The URL is www.poeticuprising.com. What's going on, son of man? Welcome to the chat room. I'm sorry, Ms. D, I just had to, like, welcome son.
Oh, my goodness. I got son of man in my chat. Oh, right.
Yeah, son totally just walked in. Yeah, you know, I ain't never seen the sun shine tonight, but I guess I will tonight. And can I give out one more plug, Ms. D?
Sure.
Okay. Debuting July 25th, which this is going to be a shock to Miss Poetic D, because I ain't told her yet, at 5 p.m. Central Standard will be the Poetic Uprising Blog Talk Radio Show.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm trying to do the damn thing. You know, I'm trying to follow in my footsteps of my Poetic Blog Talk host show mentor. You know, I'm just trying to hope my show was half the success that yours is.
Mm-hmm. You'll get there. Yes, you will. It will definitely be a success.
Yeah.
So, well, I appreciate you calling. I hope you stay on for the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah. And you know you can't get rid of me. I'm
absolutely
on you better. Like glue.
Uh-oh, my poetic husband. He's right in side by side. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, we're going to keep this moving. Call in and spit some pieces. I want to hear from you tonight, 347-826-9842. It's just like music.
Just like music. Be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries, peace to keep merry,
just like music,
to keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there, it's not my concern, you wanna die, it's not my turn,
just like music,
to do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby,
I'll go crazy, just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone, like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me, I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air saying sweet nothing. Make love come out the mouth, no frontin', like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light to open up. This is it, what the?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Music. made it our love by dividing our sex to please us equally, blissfully. We lovingly combine passion as I feel you inside me, deeply stroking me, my husband-to-be, humming inside me, gripping my hips, your hips grinding inside our rhythm, deep inside like an incision, stroking my clit. You know my body like your tongue knows my tits. You like to watch me moan, erotic tones. It comes gently and pure as the breeze from the evening air blowing down my spine. As you come inside my body, we come together to gratify our high of loving tears. Fall freely from my eyes as we jump the broom, me, then you. I marry my sweetheart at 1:32 a.m. in our own personal ceremony, lovingly, completely. Our union now. Something new that I never felt.
All right, and we're back with Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, Miss Poetic D. I hope everyone is having a wonderful and safe holiday. Get it in. It ain't been a while. Cause I had a long weekend anyway, so I'm definitely getting it in. Calling on poets, 347-826-9842. I want to hear from you. Spit what you want, venom, drama, love. We're going to bring it on tonight. Also, sending my condolences to the Jackson family. Michael Memorial was today, I'm sure everyone knows. And as far as I know, I think the family is supposed to be officially doing their ceremony on Tuesday. He will always be the king of pop. He will always be that one that laid it out, and no matter what people say about him, it ain't going to stop who he was to the fans and to his family. Just wanted to get that out. So we're going to keep pushing the poetry thing. Next up is Wise Slave, and She Took Me There.
Think y'all going to like this one. This piece is called She Took Me There. It's inspired by another poem written by a poet calling herself Lyrical Brown. So, hope you like it. Hope I do it justice. So, it is. She took me there, one word at a time, as if her lyrical philosophy were meant only for me. As her lips formed words encrypted with knowledge from slum villages of yesteryear and day, she took me there. As her words vibrated against the walls of the superego, but she had no ego. As her words dared to travel the dirty roads of here and there and back again. Like we were separated kinfolk who were in need of a talk. So she talked, and my mind listened and spoke to her in telepathic ways of rendition. And she took me there without preaching to my subconscious, for she directly talked to me. For she was directly talking to me as the band played. There are butterfly jazz notes, and she stood on stage alone with just the microphone in her poem. She took me there. When she spoke of freedom, she took me there. When she spoke of her children, she took me there. When she spoke of deadbeat dads and deadbeat moms, she took me there. When she spoke of new world orders and disorders, she took me there. When she spoke of finding a better way to define and redefine black, she took me there. When she spoke of freedom songs and freedom runs, she took me there. When she spoke of getting more black folks to read and write what's on their minds, she took me there. And when all was said and potentially done, she left the stage. And her words continued to echo within the open mic of me. She took me there. So I thank her, like all female poets. She took me there, for she took me there, somewhere that my male eyes and perception could not see. She took me there. She took me there. Make you feel alright.
give you all in my life. Let me feel you, baby. All over, all over, all over.
Whisper sweet lullabies, dance on dust particles in the breeze. Embrace me with the sacred promise to never leave or deceive. As I administer heart-to-heart resuscitation, to awaken that barren place, the space overflowing with milk and honey. Wandering through your secret garden, seeking, praying, hoping this moment will not be fleeting. Peel back the layers and expose the depths of my soul to you.
Just tell me what you want, baby.
I want you, baby.
And I'll feel your heart's desire.
Like you can conquer the world. Let the fruits of our love, our life unfurl into that which destinies define. From the day our mothers gave birth to parallel lives, I want to break the chains of past pain past as my twin opens up his soul to me. Eyes reflecting the missing piece I've longed for. Oh, how I've longed for you. I want to lift you up when you are torn down. I want to enter your mind and restore the vibrant sound of life. Color your thoughts with passion and drown your pain in a loving fashion. I want to be the sunrise in your soul forever to console you. Near, I want you. I wanna love you, yeah.
What could it be?
All right, and we're back with Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, Miss Poetic D, and I hope everyone is having a lovely 4th of July weekend, which I know about Denise Williams. Okay, so we have some poets stepping up to the mic, so we're going to go to 5-10.
Oh, dear. That was fast. Hi, sis. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good. I didn't expect you to pick me up so fast. Dang. I was all, like, just sitting here grooving, and all of a sudden you're like, 5-10. Happy 4th to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
It must be late there. It's not even dark here yet. Fireworks haven't even started yet.
We done eight shot fireworks, and we're chilling now.
Oh no, they're about to go ride their bikes up the hill so they can see my son and my husband so they can see it better. Because you know here in the Bay Area it's hella foggy, so you're lucky if you get to see it, you know, the first 10 minutes, and then the fog rolls in. So thank you for having a show tonight. I was scared you were gonna like not have one because of the holiday.
You know what? I didn't have one scheduled, and in my mind, I was doing the show the whole time. So I went on, and I was like, shoot, it's not even scheduled. And yeah.
And you know that we rely upon you to have your show every Saturday.
I got to bring it. Y'all don't have to fear. I will be here every Saturday.
Right on, just like I'm here every Sunday. So what kind of piece do you want to hear, Mama?
You know, from you, it got to be Zenna.
Ah, for me, you know, that's funny because I get so many people to send me messages and they say, you sound so strange when you try to be mean. You know, everybody thinks I'm all nice, and so they get, like, thrown off, I guess, if I do Venom. But you know me, and you know that I like doing Venom, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Venom it is, then. I'll do I Ain't Her. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, dear. Sorry, dear. It's a long one. I had to pull it up. I've been meaning to let you know it's been a long, long time coming for show. So if you will allow me, please, Miss D, to spit my piece, I will feel a little bit more at ease. Kindly let me have the floor. I'll speak my mind and maybe even a little bit more. Now, don't take this the wrong way. I mean no disrespect when I say, nigga, please, did you think your words, your actions, your deceit would destroy me, bring me to my knees? Lord, have mercy. Jesus, Allah, Buddha, you're killing me because, nigga, please, I ain't her. Look at me. Look at me for who I am and not who you want me to be. I ain't her, never could be she. I ain't the one, though you began categorizing me and compartmentalizing me. This was the easiest way to deal with my purity, my complete purity of heart. All I ever did wrong was to love you as my closest friend. I started to realize that I didn't think I was all that, but you thought I was. And so instead of manning up, you slipped up and you let me slip through your fingers one digit at a time, trying to flip it in a New York minute. But you failed. Because me, although I was suffocating, I admit turning left, turning hard, hard left, cutting off my own air supply so that I could inhale you and all that you do, placing you upon the proverbial throne, I worshiped that which was undeserving of you, allowing my joy to be governed by your hands. But guess what? I made other plans. I began to see you with a new set of eyes, the ones full of half-moons, half-truths, and half-lies, ones with clarity and direction. Despite my affection I have for you, I began taking the necessary steps to taking back me, because I ain't her. Nevertheless, I will admit I let it sting and then I let it stew, but just for a day or two, I should have approached you a long way back. But I didn't want you to feel you were under attack, for I wept. I wept for the life that you have, feeling that you deserve more, your life full of deprivation and stricken with discord. So I only want to make a difference, but you weren't ready, because I ain't her. I doubt if there's much left for collateral damage has been committed. I thought these emotions would dissolve and simply disappear. You go there and I stay here, but time
ain't always so forgiving and mostly often unkind. But hell, to tell the truth, I don't really mind, cause fuck it. Fuck it, it's gone. The way you did me, you knew you were wrong, cause I ain't her, soaking up my energy and spreading your negativity like a cancer in a race. Yet you can't keep up the pace, cause I ain't letting you throw your pebble in my pond. I learned a long time to keep it moving and simply move on. See, I ain't her, and I never was, and frankly, I don't know how I ever gave the impression that I was, that I could be lumped into a category that was about as far removed from the authentic me as the eyes could possibly see. My dignity was in peril, in danger of being extinct, underrated, and I hated the way I felt, and I despised you more for making me feel that way. She ain't me, and I ain't her. I ain't the one, not on any given day. I ain't her. I'm sorry if I led you down the wrong path, for your stumbling blocks have now become my stepping stone, as it is clear to me now, because even slapped with a reality check, I continue to rise and rise and rise above it all, because I ain't her. I loved you and all that you were and could have possibly been. Now you are simply a statistic. And I cannot guess when things will move in another direction, for you must now earn my affection from here on out, because I ain't her. In my life, I have enough drama. We cannot go back to the way things were. So if you are seeking a psychiatrist, a subordinate sidekick, or a mama, I ain't her. And that is that.
Man, out. I love that piece. That's
you're so funny. You're so funny. I don't do it that much, but for you, anything.
Thank you. Well, please tell everyone, who's the next guest at a picnic house?
The next guest is actually in your chat room as we speak, my dear. The lovely and delightful Manny the Poet shall join me at my house tomorrow. And I'm thrilled to have him. He's wonderful and delightful and real. And I love his work, and I'm so happy that he agreed to come and join me on my show. So if anybody has the opportunity to please come hear this wonderful poet tomorrow, please do. I'd love to have you.
That's what's up. Big ups to Manny in the chat room. Do your thing, baby. Thank you.
Manny's great. He's really great. Well, let me get up off this phone and let these other poets do their thing, girl.
All right, now.
Come on. Call me your time. Okay, be well. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Miss you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Next up will be Robbie Baby, and I will bring you in after I play this song here.
I'ma bring the veil and the body drop. There'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. Then you won't remember me. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not be what I cannot have forever. I'll always tell you, I hope you feel the same. Fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free. Away from me to see clearly the way that love can be when you are not with me. Believe me, I'm
All right, and we're back on Poetry After Dark. I hope everyone is having a lovely 4th of July. To my poets in the chat room, please do not be afraid to dial 347-826-9842. I want to hear from you. Step up to the mic, spit some poetry, some venom, some erotica, love, whatever your heart desires. Call in tonight. I want to welcome in Rodney Perry live, who just stepped in the chat room. Welcome, love. We're going to Robbie, baby.
Hey there, G.
Hey,
how are you?
Great.
Hey. I saw in the little blurb there, whatever, that you wanted people to bring their erotica. So, brought the heat. I brought the fireworks today.
That's right.
Yeah. Yay! Yay! I wrote one just for the show, and it's called Beast of Burden. So I wrote this today around, I don't know, noontime or something. So here we go. Just let me scroll up here. I am your beast of burden, your subject of erotic intention, the tool to bring you to heights of mutual ecstasies, revelries, through the darkness of the forbidden night that is the beast of burden's volunteered plight. You bind me in with the physics of taut and rigid bindings to release me into the findings of constraints, allurements, the abjurement through your domination, the sophistication of our mutual releases, elation. My hands and feet lay tied to bed as you mount my steed with your womanly lips, and you take control of my hardened body with the rhythm of your womanly hips. You make demand of body and soul as you grind my body with hips to the softness of our bed. You take me so close to my release, but you prolong the process to the fulfillment of your satisfaction as my body feels the weight of your impaction. The glisten of my sweat shimmers in contrast to the twilight dawn rising in your eyes. The twilight dawn that rises at my rising, with which your lower lips and hands you utterly control. You take me in at your strident pleasure, my lower extremities making journeys into your woman's caverns and treaties. At the pleasure of your pace, yours is the ultimate decision when to take me in and when to take in my with body, and when to take a step back to drink me in with your eyes. You ride me saddle sore, my ache is the one that you adore, as I feel the tingle of a prelude growing within my hips in response to your divine set of lips. I lie here toyed by your merciless hand, taking me to the border of the spilling of my liquid fire. My body, grown to the faintness of heavy perspire, you order me to beg for sweet release. Yet my mouth is made silent by knot of silken scarf. What sweet illicit torture! So I beg instead with the strainings against our bed for sweet release into your waiting arms. At your decision to release my form perspired, to take me in the physicality of you entire. I am your beast of burden, and I must be tamed, and I must be restrained. I had to mute myself there. I cracked up at the end, at the very end. I was trying not to giggle throughout the whole poem, but...
Oh, my goodness. That was so funny.
I'd say that is more my most explicit one so far.
Indeed.
Indeed.
mean, way to bring it out. Please tell everyone where they can find your work at.
Okay. I'm at creativethinkersintl.ning.com, and I'm also, that's the bulk of my work, I'm actually posting my new stuff there now, and I'm also posting my new stuff at cultvault.org. My gothic stuff is at wordmachinist.com and gothiclit.ning.com. And finally, I'm putting some stuff at soulpoetrysite.com under the forum section. And I'm working on a Poets Gone Wild video. I'll put up a website for that.
Poets Gone Wild.
I said it once before. I have to say it again.
I won't even
I
ask
can't
no questions on that. Wow.
Auditions are at my house.
Oh, my goodness. I got this one for you. I'm going to play this song. We're going to come back with Diamond J. Thank you again, Robert, for calling in.
My pleasure, always. You have a good show.
Thanks.
Of my love, but what if I tell you too much?
And we're back. Chillax me with my boy Usher. Can you handle it? And that was for my boy Robbie. Because, wow, every time he calls in, woo! Correction from the last statement I made. I do not have Diamond Jam on the line. But I do have someone that he had called in that's going to share with us tonight. So let me bring 610 on the line. You on the air, 610?
Yes, yes. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a newbie to this radio thing. My buddy and friend, Diamond J, told me about it, and I'm here. You know, drop a little something, and I like what I hear so far, have heard so far. So I'm looking forward to, you know, visiting back again.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you're in Georgia, so.
So now how did this work out?
Well, you will sit a piece, and when you're done, you'll say, that's my piece, and I'll ask you to, if you do have work out there online, to let everyone know where they can find your work, and that's about it.
Okay. So, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. You can now find me all over the world, because I am hip hop. Hip hop is my way of life. I am hip hop. Hip hop is my way of life. I got over 25 years as a disciple of hip hop culture. I'm on divine appointment with the status of elder, the next poor righteous teacher coming to speak to you. The spirit is about to take over. My freestyle is life itself. I outjump the boogie. You want to bang with me? Step outside the box. Come into your own way of seeing and thinking. The beginning of creation. I am hip hop. To be hip is to know a little something about everything and to know all about nothing. As you hop from different spots, sharing your gift of expression. I am hip hop. You think you know me, but you don't really know who I am. I recognize I participate in all the world's major religions, but the remnant that represents my true essence are direct, authentic descendants of the original man who was African. I'm a cosmic chameleon traveling through generations, switching my style up every few thousand years, coming this time as hip-hop, my latest form of presentation. I am hip-hop, the culture that unlocks the chains and escapes the mental prison of being socially brainwashed. I dance to the rhythm of nature as she lays tracks of opportunity in my path. Through the elements of the art, I'm many things, but I was born in the name of freedom, truth, and righteousness. I am hip-hop. Some would say that I'm a trend or a branch of the entertainment industry. I like to think of myself as a spray-painted canvas of the streets and urban centers, artistically contributing revelation and enlightenment of the adversities we have played with socially in every society globally. I am hip-hop. I'm not just a list of accomplishments and crimes or a meaningless mashup of street-generated pop terms and inarticulate noises. No, you got me twisted with that thing that they call rap, which is nothing but industry-manufactured products packaged for the sole purpose of commercial business. I am hip-hop. While rap distracts those who would rather forget their responsibility to the betterment of their own race, hip-hop begs those same people to strive for more and grow beyond the stereotype that keeps them locked in an ignorant mental state. I am hip-hop. I am inspiration of original thought and hard-earned self-education. The expression of heart and soul and paint, poetry, music, and dance for future generations. I am hip-hop. The industry does and doesn't represent me. Hip-hop is how I live, not something I do just to make money. I'm too hot to handle, too cold to behold. As I sit in the seat of the soul, my mental flow is life. The truth is to be told and not sold. Can all you Christians hear me clearly? The truth is to be told and not sold. I am change. I am the future itself. I am the chronicle of pain and triumph over stacked dots put into a cautionary tale. I am hip-hop, the development of a new identity, the result of a people connecting with their ancient ancestors in the country where they have no cultural history outside of constantly struggling. I am hip-hop. I am beats and rhymes, misses and scratches, windmills and headspins. I am the opera of life, art in the classical sense. I'm the mirror you see painted on a building. And with me being hip-hop, I'm also misunderstood because darkness can't comprehend the light. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. You didn't see me coming because I came in as a thief in the night. I am hip-hop. Hip-hop is my way of life. Elder Beatmaster, a statesman of hip-hop culture.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, you blew it up, man. Wow.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I mean, do you have worked it on the internet, or do you have a CD?
I'm just getting started. I got, the New World Order, and I have a YouTube, Elder Beatmaster.
Mm-hmm. The Beatmaster, boy, yeah. Yo, when you get on track, please keep in touch with me. I will give you my email address because you are definitely hot.
Well, thank you. Where I get that at? You gonna give it to me now?
Actually, I'm going to send it through Diamond J since he has
it. Okay, yeah, well, he'll give me the information. Yeah, just whatever. That's my partner. So, you know, however it works out, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for real.
But I will see you. Will you have this show? Is every Saturday?
Every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then I'll do it Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Tuesday at 7. All right, I'll see you both times.
All right, love. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, guys. Now, if that don't motivate you to step up to the mic, I don't know what will. The brother was definitely hot. I'm feeling that. Oh, my goodness. 347-826-9842 is the call-in number, in case you guys forget. We're going to chill it out here with some Janet Jackson.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know. It's not that I shouldn't really love you. Let's take it slow. Thank you.
We're back with Poetry After Dark, bringing in Miss Lyric.
Hi. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Girl. You had a good fourth?
I had a wonderful fourth. How about you?
Oh, it was a blessing, you know. Just kind of hung out with the family a little bit and did our thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's too hot to be out there in the heat. Doing that cookout thing.
Ooh, you telling me. Goodness.
Yes. You know, I'm not going to do that piece that I intended on doing. You know that.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
No, I just love myself some Lady Blue, and it's not happening.
Oh, yeah. Right, I forgot. Lady Blue just stepped in the chat, so by all means, I understand.
Yes, ma'am. I just love myself and Lady Blue. She's such a sweet lady.
Yes, she is.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to just do a piece that I did once before. It's called I Am Femininity Walking. So here we go. Sculpted hips that sway and dip artistically. Clinging to the satiny texture of your infinity, embedded within the thickness of my thighs, my bosom impulsively rises, allowing peak delight in thee. For I am femininity, walking. Lips gifted with the natural sweetness of a ripe watermelon, moist and flavorful, marinated to perfection with each seasoned, phraseful departed. One kiss and bliss will whisk you away on a magic carpet ride, for I am femininity, walking. Bathed in delicate aromatic expressions, lavender impressions that saturate breath zones optimistically, roving sensual passages on a wayward breeze, incarnated by buoyant rays of sun, bowing to kiss me gently, for I am femininity, walking. Tranquilizing voice frosted with a southern twang, tendered fluently, delving intuitively, fostering the bayou of uncharted dialect that only a bona fide real man can reciprocate. I said I'm femininity, walking. Poised in defiant elegance, yet fluid in the language of divine fellowship. I step confidently in cadence with life's jazzy beat, allowing faith to garnish my inadequacies in the wake of peace. For I'm femininity walking, awaiting one spiritually bold enough to walk with me. And that's it.
Wow.
That was actually the first one I can get my hands on. Like, okay, I'll just take it.
Oh, that was lovely, Eric. And you know, it's a blessing always to have you on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you always making me feel so welcome.
You know it. I'm surprised you're hanging this late. It must be for the last of you.
Yeah, girl, you know, we off for the summer, so I can stay up late, and, you know, I'm all good.
Oh, that's right, school. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Well, I'm happy to have you.
Well, thank you, darling. Well, I'm going to jump back in and chat here. But you have a lovely night and a wonderful week.
You too.
All right, thanks.
That's real, man. 'Cause I know I love you. know how I feel about you. But I also know that I'll make everything alright. And for that reason, I gotta say goodbye.
Tell me, have you ever been in a situation where the best thing you can do was the hardest thing you've ever done? But you tried to do what's right. And I know deep down inside that I really want to be there by your side. But I can't stand to see you cry. Not when it's because of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's over.
Over, baby.
I never love another.
I never love another.
This ain't gotta be the way you see it, but this is spoken word, according to Diamond J. What is spoken word? Spoken word is literary art in which lyrics, poetry, or stories are spoken rather than sung. It's cool to sing a little bit if you ain't tone deaf. Always and forever. But some people act like it's the military, so you gotta watch your step on how you answer the question. But then again, what does it matter as long as you got the basic perception and the concept of the art? Many choose to use music as a backdrop while others go a cappella. I know this fella here never thought about giving spoken word a chance, but all it took was attending one open mic show and a glance at the atmosphere. Some of the stories were true from the heart, while others were ripping it apart, displaying lyrical skills and wordplay. Showcasing the art of storytelling always seems to get the right of way, but to me, spoken word is like hip-hop. Wait, let me be more specific. Real hip-hop. not the shit hop that seems to plague the airwaves and plasma screens these days. I mean that real hip hop where MCs have something constructive and worthwhile to say. The Fifth Amendment or the Miranda should be slapped on some of these cats to keep them silent. We're long overdue for another movement to dumb down and stop the violence. But that's a whole nother topic. Sorry I had to go there. But spoken word and real hip-hop to me have something in common they share. The ability to express yourself in an artistical form is not something that becomes the norm overnight. You gotta have the passion and the soul to make your words and the stage one whole. An audience with open minds will not discriminate. They'll give you love before they even get a chance to hear you. You already got their attention when you step to the mic, so just make it do what it do. But be mindful of what comes out of your mouth during this session, because you only get one chance to make a positive impression. So what is spoken word? I'm not a fool. Many poets have their meaning, but for me, it's a tool to use for therapy and ventilation, a way to release my anger and frustration of what happens to me and what goes on all around me. So if my answer ain't good enough for you, it ain't a big deal, see? But this is what spoken word means to me.
Tonight I'm in a romantic mood, yeah. Let's take a shower, shower together. I'll wash your body, you wash mine, yeah. You're the only one in the world that I need. I wanna love you all over. Tonight I'm in a sexy mood, ooh, ooh, baby. Light a candle. Girl, there's something that I want to do to you.
Yeah!
I swear I would do.
This is all wrong. All of it. Just enough for a taste. A simple moment of fulfillment. Looking into your eyes, I am replaced in my own garden. A garden designed for the inducement of my soul. Rapidly, it goes through me like a bigger storm. Where do I go from here? My heart leaves for yours, doesn't it? Reluctant to speak a single word. But the soul cannot lie. For I feel you. The unspoken temptation between us, lust and love, a mixture of ecstasy. I flourish in your soul, for you revive me. But deny me those words, see, those words are like knives that you must subside and deprive. I know it's there, they're inside. But how could I ask, seek, or try to find, to leave what I have behind, another design and another time? But there were days that I searched for that time. I found love in an undeniable confidant, fond of the presence of thee, so I discreetly, completely protect you. Selfishly taking doses of my lover undercover with this mask. He has seen what I thought I wanted to be. This woman full of fire, desire only for his temporary time. A supplier of the flesh's needs, but it's my flesh that bleeds of this guilt and constant greed. For he feeds off my mind. My mind is not worth his while. In his shoes, could I really walk that mile? Regret as a hot wall of trying to right my wrong. I want to get back to where I belong. Patch the holes I placed, which I did, but in such a distaste. Up close in my face, will my life ever be what it was? When I broke the sacred laws, emotionally I wish this to dissolve. But it was I that made the wrong time, and maybe I deserve it.
I hope everyone had a good time and enjoyed the show. And again, having a very happy 4th of July. It's been fun. But every good thing must come to an end, as you know. Tuesday, 7 p.m., your girl will be back at it doing it again. So hope to see some of you guys there. Have for the rest of the weekend, chill out and relax. Till the next time, guys. One love.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
Gave me your love.